Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Good Tuesday morning. I almost said Monday. Welcome, Brittany. Thank you for joining us today. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We are so excited to have you. And Brittany is here today because she is the owner, creator, mastermind behind her company called Right Hand of a Realtor. So I would love for you to tell everybody, you know, why you started this, where this idea came from, and then explain what it all entails.
Absolutely. So I'll try and make the story short, but essentially I started my career in real estate as a licensed assistant. And from that licensed assistant relationship, we became a partnership and an equal team. And we did that for a number of years and I truly enjoyed it. And it wasn't until that my husband and I decided to grow our family and I had my first son. And I realized that I got to the point where I was taking him to daycare all day. And then I was still doing showings in the evenings and open houses and showings on the weekends. And I was negotiating deals while I'm like feeding him pureed food, like answering questions on my phone, like here's another bite. I was like, I don't think I want to do this for the next 25, 30 years at this pace. And so I was like, how can I take my knowledge and experience and really own my time? Because as much as you can create your own schedule in real estate, you really are at the mercy of your clients. Yeah. One thing that I was told as a newer agent is if you don't go and show that property, someone else will. And so 100%. It's so true, right? And so I was like, okay, how can I really create the work-life balance that I'd like for my family in this season of life while they're little? Not saying I won't ever sell again, but how can I do that? That is when I then started my virtual assistant and transaction coordinator business, where it's like, okay, I can still sell real estate as a solo agent to friends, family, past clients, referrals, because obviously I'd been in the game for a little bit, but I was like, how do I dial it back where I don't always feel like I have to have buyers and sellers in my pipeline? I work with so many wonderful agents in my market. What if I turn them into VA and TC clients to kind of just float me between closings? And then I have this more of a balanced kumbaya. Well, then the pandemic hit and a lot of women in my life started reaching out to me. Brittany, how do you work from home? How are you serving real estate agents? Like, is it something I can learn and do too? And it's like, that's when it kind of hit me. And I was like, not only am I doing this, but I have this very unique perspective where I was a full-time real estate agent. I was that ideal client that I am now serving. And I also know the assistant side. So from there, that's where Right Hand of a Realtor was born. And I now teach women for the most part. I'm not going to say no to any men or anyone else. But for the most part, I teach women how to serve real estate agents as a virtual assistant and transaction coordinator, whether they have a background in real estate or they don't. I just really help them take their knowledge and their skills and their experience that they already have and leverage those skills and translate them to the real estate industry, whether it's a background in marketing, we obviously need marketing or bookkeeping or general admin or CRM management, or maybe they're really good at fine details and communication. They'd be probably really good as a transaction coordinator. So I just kind of really help them piece that together. And that's really what the premise behind Right Hand of a Real Estate Agent is.
And I think what's really awesome about, you know, you running this company is, like you said, the perspective of you've been there, you know what the other side looks like and the struggles that they have to be able to help fill those gaps and kind of be in the center of seeing both sides of, you know, the VA and the TC and the real estate agent and bridge that all together.
Absolutely. Because obviously as these women that they are starting their businesses, they are now business owners. A lot of them are independent contractors. So it's like they now need to market and speak to their ideal client who are real estate agents. And I can really help them with that verbiage and bring to light like what agents are struggling with. What are things that maybe is not the best use of their time? Not saying that they can't do it, but they probably shouldn't be spending their time on it, because they should be spending their time on the networking and nurturing their buyers and sellers and doing the showings and writing the offers, those money producing activities, versus some of the other general admin. And as I mentioned, like CRM or communications, following up to see if, you know, an appraisal has been ordered and things like that. That's not the best use of their time. And a VA and a TC, depending on which role they take on or need the most assistance with, they can certainly help them with those tasks.
And a lot of times real estate agents, they can't scale their business ahead if they don't bring in somebody to take those other tasks off that they don't have to personally do. They have to personally be the one to show unless, you know, they have a showing assistant or something. But, you know, there's a lot of specific tasks that, you know, the agent has to do. They have to be the one, you know, that's present for that. So yeah, I think that it's hard sometimes for agents to see that vision of, you know, a lot of them, you know, just kind of struggle to keep their heads above water and can't see that, you know, there could be a light at the end of the tunnel and free up some of your time and not necessarily cost a lot of money, right?
Absolutely. So, and that's, at least when I got into real estate and a lot of the agents that were in my brokerage, it felt like in their world, it was all or nothing. They either had to take on a full-time assistant, like a W-2 employee, who they had to then basically be responsible for throughout the entire year, whether they were having like closings or not financially, they were now responsible for paying this person. And that's great. A lot of agents at some point will need that, but a VATC can really be a great stepping stone to getting that time relief and scaling their business. Cause you had an excellent point. There is going to be a time, no matter how great their systems are, no matter how organized they are, they are eventually going to cap out the capacity of which what they can do in a day, in a week, a month, in a year. So by outsourcing, just taking that step and really hiring for someone for the things that you need and nothing that you don't, they're also contract workers. You can just hire them for the spring market. Maybe you only need them for a 3-month contract or a 6-month contract. The way that a TC is set up, they get paid when you get paid. They are like they are typically a fixed rate or a set fee per closing, per transaction. So it really is a lot more affordable and options that maybe agents are even aware of.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's so much less scary when you say it that way too, because, you know, they're not set up on that long-term goal of paying somebody full-time and being responsible, not knowing, you know, if they're going to have enough money for themselves, let alone somebody else. But when you're right, when it's transaction-based, that is very helpful. And it's just a fraction of the charge at all for them. And I mean, it's so beneficial to be able to, you know, take that next step and move forward. And like you were saying too, Brittany, is that you don't have to hire them to do everything. You can just have, especially the VAs, do just a little bit of stuff, like maybe your social media, right?
Absolutely. So social media is one of those things where we all know that we need a presence, and you hear the word consistently a lot, or consistency. And it's hard because we can be really consistent as we're kind of going into the holidays or maybe some of those lulls, but then all of a sudden you're in spring market and you are just trying to keep all the balls in the air, let alone show up on social media. And so you could hire a virtual assistant or a marketing virtual expert to help you specifically with your social media. Now, they can either use your headshots in your marketing so they can see your face and things like that, but obviously they're not going to be able to create Reels or TikToks or video for you. Unless it's pre-recorded, then they edit it for you. They can absolutely do that as well. But sometimes if you are really busy, and hopefully you are as a real estate agent, they can kind of fill those gaps and they can keep you consistent in between those pockets of when you can show up yourself. And the women that I work with and I teach, the just listing and the just solds are very aesthetically pleasing, but they don't offer the most value to your audience, in which case, unless they're the seller or someone who is specifically looking to buy a property like that, most people don't care. I don't mean to say that in a harsh way, but what your audience is really going to engage with and appreciate are home maintenance tips and market updates, and not just like a general overall market update, but think of how much more content you could have if you gave a market update for a specific subdivision this week and a specific subdivision that week, or a zip code, or a county, whatever it may be, depending on what kind of community you serve, but really being it like valuable content. And that's what I teach my women to create for the real estate agents as a marketing assistant, is things like that. And to your point, it doesn't have to be just social media. It could be they come in and set up your CRM and get it functioning and get your context like uploaded and ready to go. They give you a crash course on it. It could be project-based, where they basically take that off your plate, something you've always wanted to do, but never had the time. And you pay them for that, and then they're on their way. And that's okay too. So there's just so many endless opportunities of how they can assist you.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, they could do, you know, manage your blog post on your website, mm-hmm. or, you know, edit your YouTube videos for you, or create, you know, your buyer presentations. I mean, I think that the best way to get started in having, you know, a VA is think about the stuff that is difficult for you or very time consuming that would free up your time to be able to do those money producing activities a little bit more. Yeah. Something else that I want to mention too is, you know, a lot of people in our real estate community, sometimes, you know, they self-discover in their real estate journey that the real estate selling and buying, working with the clients just isn't for them. Kind of like what happened with you. So I think that it's important for the agents and stuff that listen to you about how your business works, if they are considering, you know, maybe transitioning to becoming a VA or a TC as well.
Absolutely. I had a lot of people on a very similar journey to me, and based on either the content they've seen from me, or maybe we've had a conversation via like Zoom, or we've had a conversation via like direct messaging. But I've had a lot of women reach out to me that says, my story really resonates with yours, where it's not they don't like real estate, or maybe they don't, but they never thought it was going to be what it was. And so they're like, how do I still leverage my license or my knowledge, my experience in a different way? And so I really can help them transition, because I did it myself, of basically taking what were their colleagues and competitors in a sense, and turning them into clients, because then you can really, you're a no-brainer for them, right? There's no learning curve. You know the contracts that are in your area already. You know the market. You know the software that you use in regards to the MLS software, the e-signature software, or whatever. And you are a no-brainer to hire for the agents in your area if they need support. Like, hey, I'm starting to offer some VATC services on the side, or maybe you're completely making a 180 switch and choosing no longer to sell. But I would love to serve you on the back end, because I enjoy that. I'm really good at being organized and great at communication and being on top of those important contingency dates. And I would really like to take those things off your plate. So that's absolutely an option.
Yeah. And I mean, just like you said, you know, a lot of people, you know, maybe have misconceptions about, you know, the freedom of making your own schedule, because people, you know, I do think get into real estate a lot because they can make their own schedule. And yes, you 100% can, because you're your own boss. However, like you said, you are at the mercy of the other people who, you know, tend to have day jobs and can't look at houses until the evening or sit down with you to talk about listings. So, you know, even though you're free during the day, you might have to work during the evenings and the weekends. And, you know, a lot of people with small children, you know, that doesn't always, you know, vibe very well, or, you know, people who have additional jobs and stuff. So sometimes, you know, transitioning into a different position within the real estate industry comes around a lot more often than not sometimes. So speaking of that, let's talk a little bit about the way that your company works. And you have a membership for them. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So I have a membership now called Key Club, and it is an all-inclusive membership for anyone who is either looking to learn or already has a VATC business. So if you're looking to learn and you're like, I don't have any clue about real estate, but I would like to know the basics, it is for you. If you already know something about real estate or already have a VATC business, or maybe you were a realtor, it has things for you too, because I add to the membership resources every single month. It is constantly growing. I bring in guest expert speakers, not only about real estate, but also mindset and typical business things as well. Bookkeeping. We had someone come and talk about how to prepare for your quarterly taxes. And so it's really just this amazing community of women who are all on kind of the same journey and looking to serve the same audience. And one of my favorite things about it is how much they pour into each other, really just that community feel. But I do group coaching in there. And so I call it an exclusive but all-inclusive membership, because what happened is so 2020 hit, and I was like, wow, I really need to teach these people who are asking me about how to be a VATC. So then in 2021, I just started creating all these things, like and trying to solve their next problem. So first I created a Right Hand of Real Estate Agent course, and it was talking more about the general admin and the marketing side. And then people were like, well, what about TC? So then I like created a TC workshop, which took them from even before a contract goes under, or before a listing even goes active and under contract, through post-closing. I teach them all of that stuff. And they're like, well, then how do I get clients? So I created a client flashback challenge. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have all these things. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Breathe. That was 2021. And so last year in 2022 of October, I created Key Club and I consolidated. So all of these things are now hosted in one membership. So like I said, my courses are in there. So not only learning what real estate agents need assistant with, but how to perform those tasks and, you know, how to gain clients, how to network effectively online, because now they're going to maybe be virtual and working from home. Mm-hmm. I create email templates and checklist templates and buyers and seller packet templates that they can use and even modify for their clients if they want to. I provide as much done for you content as I possibly can to set these women up for success. So that's what Key Club's all about. And that way, if someone needs something, I also, if you will, take requests. And so if someone's like, hey, Brittany, I'm in this situation, or my agent asked about this, like, how would you present that? Or I can either answer their questions or be like, that's great. I will make that resource not only for you and then let everyone else leverage it as well. So it is constantly evolving and growing based on what they need. And it's just, it's really a cool community to have and be a part of.
So everything's an all-in-one membership now. And is that a monthly membership?
It is. It is a monthly membership. And it was really important to me. The reason why I want to do that to a membership is because at the time I was selling my courses for like $397 here, $297 there. And things like that. And it was like, well, I kind of need all three. So then I bundled them. And I was like, I need to make this more affordable. So that's why I made it more of a membership, because more often than not, they're not going to be able to consume all the content in a month. They really need to stick around from anywhere from 3 to 6 months or longer. I've had women who have been there since day one, still getting a lot of value out of it because I continue to add to it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make it, I wanted to make it as affordable as possible. So right now it's $82 a month and you get coaching, resources, courses, all of it. And so it's just, I wanted to make it all inclusive and everything they would need to succeed at an affordable price.
Yeah. And if you're adding new stuff every month, then it really helps for people to be able to stick around and, I think a lot of people have FOMO. So I think by doing it monthly, you know, they don't want to miss any of the new stuff that you put out. Or the new speakers and stuff that you have. Yeah. So does that come with a private Facebook group for that? That's part of your
community so membership. I moved my community off of Facebook because I wanted them to come and take what they needed. I wanted them to come and pour into each other and get the support they needed and support one another. But also, like, I want you to have that like work-life balance and not get distracted by
distracted.
Ads or the rabbit holes that we can get distracted on social media. So I actually created it in a membership specific software called circle.so. But it's one of those membership platforms. And so it's all hosted within there. They all get their logons. It's on an app. So if they need access on the go, they can have access that way as well. And yeah, just trying to keep them. It's like, I want you to be here and I want you to hang out, but I also want you to go out there and actually do your business and live your life. That's why you signed up in the first place. So
And I mean, if people are going to that specific, you know, membership site, it's much more purposeful because they're there for a reason. They can stay there longer and, you know, not get the distracted by all the other Facebook stuff or messages and everything else that comes in. Right.
Absolutely.
So in addition to helping people, you know, start and carry on their VA and TC businesses, you also have another program, the Matchmaker program, that kind of matchmakes the real estate agents and the support together, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, as I talk on my social media handles and I talk more and more about VA TC work, I've been doing it for a couple 2 or 3 years now, I have agents reach out to me who are like, I could really use some assistance. And I got capped out on how many done for you clients I could take on. And so I was like, but I have this whole community of women who can help you. And so part of the Key Club community, I have a matchmaker program, in which case it is free for real estate agents of anyone who may need a virtual assistant, marketing assistant, transaction coordinator assistance, whatever they may need assistance with. They can fill out a support request form and it will just ask them a series of questions of really, what are you looking for in regards to assistance? Do you want them to have prior experience? Or are you okay with maybe training them a little bit? Because some of these ladies in my community are newer. They might have been just getting started and going through my courses, but they've never actually helped a client yet. They have the knowledge, they have the skills, but they've never worked with an agent yet. So I always like to ask the agents who fill out the support request form, like, do you need someone who can jump right in? You need immediate relief? Or are you okay with maybe paying a little bit less and helping someone, you know, navigate the ropes a little bit? So anyways, it goes through a series of questions. The agents can support it. It comes directly to me. And then I present it to the ladies specifically in Key Club, because I vet them and I make them go through an interview process with me to make sure they qualify to be in the matchmaker program. I make sure they've been through my courses or maybe another course or already have a background in real estate to make sure that anyone I am matching these agents with or passing the opportunity onto really are at the level of at least being ready to jump in and they aren't totally clueless. But that's okay. The community is there to support them for anything that they may need, but that's the matchmaker program. So to really help the agents who need assistance, who need that relief, who would like more time back in their day, who would like to scale their business, they're capped out and they need that relief and they'd like to make more money and do more closings. If that's you and you're listening, the support request form could be a really great asset for you. And it helps it helps my community members continue to grow their businesses because they're trying to get their foot in the door and lead the life that they have envisioned for themselves. And so it's really cool to match them together.
Yeah. You're the true agent matchmaker.
Yes. I'm trying being that bridge between the real estate agents and those who can support them because this is what they do full time. That's one of the other things that's different about a full-time W-2 employee is that these women, they are looking for 2-3 solid agents where that agent is not feeding their family for the entire month. They're a portion of that, but they're not everything. They are looking for 2 or 3 agents, and these women have gotten in to be a real estate VATC because they specifically want to serve the real estate niche. That's what they do. They don't want to serve anyone and everyone. They want to serve real estate agents. So they are looking to be matched and growing their businesses with the agents who need support.
Yeah. And I think that's a huge, you know, part of the puzzle that, you know, we didn't even mention until you just said it, but these ones that you're matchmaking and stuff, they are specifically only working with real estate agents. They're not working with other industries and other businesses and stuff. So they already have the mindset of exactly the real estate mind that they're, you know, working on when they're creating any of the materials outside of the TC stuff, because obviously that's real estate, but all the other stuff for everything, for all the admin and everything that the VA does. Mm-hmm. You also run a Facebook group that's free for everyone to join, right?
Yes, absolutely. So if the paid community is not for you or not ready there or ready for that yet, or maybe you're like, I just want to kind of dabble and see what this is all about and see if it's the right fit. I do. I have a free Facebook group. I can't promise you that you won't get distracted. But it is called Right Hand of a Real Estate Agent and it is free. It's private so that I can still kind of make sure that there's no spam accounts to the best of my ability. There's no spam accounts joining and things like that, but it is free to join. I go through it and I add everyone that is interested and I do Tune In Tuesdays. So I go live every single Tuesday with on a variety of real estate topics. Some are real estate specific. Some are more just like business owner specific. Some are like 5 tips to, you know, talk and connect with your audience or things like that. So I do Tune In Tuesdays in my free group every week. And yeah, there's about 2,300 women in that group right now. So
that's amazing. So that's a great place to come and just kind of like take a peek about, you know, what the community and everybody, you know, is doing and saying. And so we have all of Brittany's, you know, links and everything for her programs that we're going to share today. So if you are thinking about, you know, maybe exploring becoming a VA or a TC, or if you think that you are ready to hire somebody in to, you know, relieve some of, you know, that hustle burnout, or, you know, see what the prices are, look and see, you know, what that's going to cost you, or you're ready to just move forward and, you know, have a little bit of freedom and grow your business at the same time. You know, whatever that looks like for you, having support in your business is, you know, a huge benefit.
Huge benefit. Well, yes, thank you. And honestly, I mean, you can find me on social media. Please don't hesitate to reach out and, you know, direct message me. I do my best to look at my direct message request at minimum once a week. But if not, you can tag me in my Facebook group and be like, hey, I sent you a message, or just ask your question. The people in the free Facebook group are also really good about answering questions if you're just curious about being a VATC. But I am happy to answer any questions you have, whether you're an agent who is looking for support and what that looks like, and kind of average costs, and like, well, how do I onboard them, or how do I get them acclimated? I can answer some of those questions for you. Or again, on the other side, if you're looking to serve real estate agents and you're like, how much time do I have to commit, or what do I need to know in regards to prerequisites? And I can tell you right now, you don't have to have a license. Some women do. You just then have to be very well aware of what your state laws are, in which case the agent you're serving is located. But you don't have to have a license, and you can just get started with some very simple general admin and VA tasks and still make money from home.
And this is like, it really takes the scary side out of everything of hiring, you know, a VA or TC, because I know, you know, a lot of agents, you know, they don't hire somebody because they're scared to give up that control. Right. But, you know, using, you know, Brittany and her matchmaker program and stuff, she's vetting all of these people, you know, they've been through her training and everything. They're prepared, you know, for this. You're not just throwing, you know, your money into the wind and hoping that it sticks on somebody. So I think that, you know, her program and the way that she runs that stuff is just such a huge benefit to both sides of it all. Right.
Thank you. Absolutely. And one thing I'd like to say for any agents who are maybe thinking about going that route, they get the final say. So what I essentially do is I present their support request form and the opportunity that they're like, hey, this is what I need to help with. I present that to my Key Club members who have been through my interview process and my application process to join the matchmaker program. With that said, it is then up to them to initiate the conversation with that agent and to introduce themselves and say, hey, I found out about your opportunity through Key Club, through Brittany. And the agent then can, if it's like maybe two or three people, or maybe just a couple that they have conversations with, they get the ultimate say of who they best connect with, because someone can look really great on paper and check all the boxes, but you might actually connect better with this person.
Yes.
So as much as it's like, it's not like I just send you one person and be like, here you go, here's your person. I let the agent have a little bit of control of, hey, here are women who are qualified to work with you. Mm-hmm. You get to decide who you feel is the best fit for your opportunity.
Yeah. And I mean, I think, you know, meshing personalities and stuff, you know, is a huge thing. So allowing the agent to, you know, communicate and talk to them and see how they can work together is amazing for sure.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. I love it so much. So we're going to share the Facebook group that Brittany has. We're going to share her website and her matchmaker support form, right? And if you're looking for support, fill that out and Brittany will, you know, work on, you know, getting that to her, to her crew, and see if somebody is able to jump on and help you in your business.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And yes, if any of you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me in any way, shape or form. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll share Brittany's social media accounts as well, so you can connect with her and follow along, because she does have lots of really great real estate tips as well. So I love
it. Thank you. Well, Jess, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you a little bit about the support side of real estate. I know it's not always the sexiest, but it is definitely necessary. So
yes, we love it. Thank you so much for being here. And we definitely hope to have you back again soon.
Oh, I'd love it. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode. If you would like to find out any more information about our free training and coaching and any other programs that we have, or to find out more information about joining the Modern Real Estate Agent team, please visit us at www.themodernrealestateagent.com. Thanks and have a great day.